Chilean President Gabriel Boric summoned his cabinet the morning after the stunning defeat of a new draft constitution in a referendum that also clearly reflected strong disapproval in his government's performance. Those who'd placed their hopes in the new charter put on a brave face.
It was a very progressive constitution in terms of the environment, women's rights. So waking up to this is hard.
The constitutional process had been fraught with sectarianism and charges that radicals were trying to recreate Chile rather than improve it with social reforms. Former center-left delegate Felipe Jarboe says extremists went too far.
We pointed out that the text had multiple errors, that it was based on a wrong diagnosis of what Chile wanted, but they wouldn't listen.
Many lament that the attempt to write a progressive constitution was a squandered opportunity. But all is not lost.
If the president proposes a path of unity, we will go for it. He and Congress must propose a quick and more simple process to start again.
Monday morning, Boric met with leaders of both houses, who promised to do just that.
We must learn the lessons from what's happened, and above all, respect the mandate that we were given by our citizens to write a new constitution.
Those who promoted what many had hoped would be a model constitution for the 21st century can take comfort in one thing, and that is that the vast majority of Chileans supported and still want much of what the text proposed. Social rights like health, education and pensions, environmental protection and gender equality. What's not so clear is how soon and under what conditions Chileans will go back to the drawing board. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.